Welcome in to WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Monday morning. It's a beautiful Monday morning. Bright and sunny out there. Got a lot done over the weekend. Can get a lot done today. Might as well get it done today because it's going to rain tomorrow. And then,
that's right.
You know,
possible,
then you're basically at Thanksgiving already.
Possible rain-snow mix tomorrow.
You know, a little slushy. Definitely not talking about what we were talking about at the end of last week.
No, it's going to be
that
sunny.
Conversation's put on hold.
It's going to be partly sunny on Thanksgiving. Very
beautiful.
Excited for the great news for the turkey trot. I'm excited to run. And since I'm driving after the show on Friday, glad the roads won't be covered.
You're
in
an
snow.
Animal.
Oh,
which is nicer than what I could have said.
Well, we're on the radio.
So you this weekend. Drove to, when did you leave?
So left Friday.
So you on Friday drove to Virginia.
Yep.
To go to a football game Saturday.
Yep.
And then drove back up here and went to the Bills game yesterday.
Yeah.
And then got home, what, like 9, but after I was in bed.
Yeah. It was an, you know, what I used to do almost every weekend when the Bills played 1 o'clock games. But this is the only second time this season.
And Thanksgiving morning, you're going downtown, you're running the turkey trot.
Yep.
And then Friday, you're leaving again?
Yeah, Friday I'm in for David, and then 2 o'clock leaving to go to Richmond to pick up some stuff, and then Charlottesville. Tech is playing at UVA on Saturday.
Oh, you're not even going to Virginia?
Well, it's in the University of Virginia, yeah.
So, like I said, you're an animal.
Hey. Yeah.
Where do you have the time to do this?
Well, I don't sleep much. And I have to say thanks to my wife, who's very gracious and says, go, you know, she's got my son for the weekend. She's, you know, hey, go enjoy the game. And, you know, when you come back, you're on baby duty. And that's the deal we have at the Beamer house. Just one more game.
Right. But anyway, so how are you feeling after that Bills game yesterday?
Well, you know, Brian, I was feeling great. I was really happy. The Bills put 32 on the board. I nitpick every now and then. I was hoping that opening kickoff fumble had turned into a touchdown, but the Jets have a good secondary. So, all right, points on the board. That's what it's all about. I was feeling really good. And then you brought reality to the
situation. I don't know.
Situation.
Like, I'm not trying to. I was feeling good, too. And then, so, like, this morning, I'm feeling good about the team. They won. They just kicked the... You know, they kicked the Jets, but I don't know why. It's like a struggle for me to PG it up this morning.
They
but,
looked like yesterday how they should have looked against the Patriots.
Yeah, or the Jets.
Yeah, oh, good point.
Or, you know, any other number of teams. The Giants, you know, you take your pick. They played a lot of cupcakes in the schedule, but they, you know, they won 32-6. I'm liking the way they look. All right, they got a new guy calling the offense. You know, getting some new players involved. That beautiful touchdown pass to Shakira was incredible. Everything is feeling
good,
very good.
Yeah.
And so this morning, I'm like, all right, now let's fire it up because usually at this time of year, actually, you know, the last year, not so much. Because last year, you know, it was just kind of, they were in it. Like, the Bills were in the playoffs. There was no, but I always liked, you know, 2017. I liked toying around ESPN's website. They've got the playoff machine, they call it.
Yeah.
And it's, they have all the games for the rest of the year. And you pick around, you pick the winners and the losers and what's going to happen. And they tell you who would be in the playoffs. So I'm like, all right, let's fire it up. I'm feeling very good about the Bills.
Because that's important. It's not just what the Bills do the rest of the schedule.
Yeah.
You do have to see every other game in the
All
NFL.
These other teams. So yeah. You've heard nothing but good news. I mean, you know, bad news for the people, you know, on a personal level. But good news for the Bills all week. Joe Burrow's injured. You know, he's out for the year.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland quarterback, he's out for the year. The, you know, Steelers, like, they're, you know, what are they? You know, they stink.
Yeah,
like, all
on.
These teams have these big injuries, and the Bills are sitting here like, all right, we're ready to go on a run. The only thing for the Bills is they play their next two games are against maybe the two best teams in the entire league. Their next three games are against maybe the three best teams in the entire league. They play the Eagles, who lost in the Super Bowl last year, are the favorites to return to the Super Bowl this year. The Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl, the favorites to win the Super Bowl again this year. And the Cowboys, who I should have looked at the odds. They're probably number three or four to win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, the three best teams going, they play them the next three games. They also still play the Dolphins, who've got to be up there. maybe the four best teams in the league in the last six games. So then I, you know, fire up this playoff machine. You get it going. All right, what's it going to take? What if the Bills, you know, lose this week, but then win the rest of the game? They beat the Chiefs, they beat the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Chargers. You know,
they
win
go 11-6.
Yeah, they win. They only lose one more game this year. It is really hard to get the Bills into the playoffs if they don't win every single game on the rest of their schedule.
And that's with them losing the NFC matchup.
Yeah, it turns out it doesn't really matter that much.
Okay.
Because they've already kind of screwed themselves out of all the tiebreakers with all their losses this year. But it is really hard to get the Bills into the playoffs just based on what everyone else is doing here.
And I mean, it's something you pointed out. It's also very important that the Bills have the tough part of their schedule because they couldn't win some of the easier games of the season, while some of the games that they need to lose, or some of the teams they need to lose, are playing.
Yeah, all the teams they need to lose, they are either playing each other, which you'd think would cancel it out, but it really doesn't.
Right.
Or they're playing like really bad teams that you would say, I think they're going to win that game. So I don't know. Like, I was feeling good about the Bills coming into today. Now, I've got like a scenario here where they squeak into the playoffs.
Is it a crazy scenario?
No.
Okay.
It's not like crazy, but you just need to win every game.
So there's no lose this week scenario.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, you could drop one. I've got them losing this week and not a crazy scenario, and they sneak in the last seed, the number 7 seed, ooh, into the playoffs. It's just, it's tough. Like, you've done a lot of damage to yourself up to this point. I don't know.
Like, you don't want to make yesterday a negative, because it's great they won. But you look at that and say, you couldn't do that against, as you said, the Jets the first time, the Patriots. Like, there's not two losses there that you could have flipped into wins if they played the way they played yesterday. I mean, I know it's every week, it's not played on paper, but it's kind of sad that some of the easier games of the season now, they really have to win when they have questionably the toughest part, you know, toughest schedule remaining in the NFL. So, no, they do have the toughest schedule remaining.
So what do they do if, because it's totally, it could totally happen, if they beat the Chiefs and the Eagles, and you beat the Dolphins earlier this year, and maybe, right, you lose that last one, and the Cowboys, you beat the best teams, you end the year on a hot stretch, and you still miss the playoffs. Like, what happens to the Bills? What can happen to the Bills? Does anyone get fired?
That's a great question. I mean, you would think, regardless, heads have to turn for the missing the playoffs with the talent on the team. That's what people will say.
Does it? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you do?
But, Brian, here's the only reason I hate that, is because for so many years, how many seasons did we go during the drought? Hey, look at the way they ended. They won a big game a big game for them at the end of the year. They put some wins together. I'm ready for next season. And then, you know, they go 6-10. So I still think you're in that situation of, hey, you're responsible for what happened the entire season. And if you don't get in the playoffs, that's on people, members of this team, members of the staff, for dropping the ball against the Jets, the Patriots, almost the Giants. So I think you're still responsible for those games no matter what you do down this final month.
Yeah. But if they look good, they already fired a coach, and then they look better after.
Now, there you go. Right. Is that enough?
Can you just get away with that?
I think not making the playoffs is still a big L on the season.
Well, yeah.
For what the buildup was.
I mean, it's the most likely. ESPN runs their like probability thing. They put the Bills in now 40% chance.
So up a few percent
to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Yeah,
I mean, you got it. Like, after all week, you're feeling good. You get good news. You have a good win. You trounce them. You'd think you'd be on top of the world, and I just came to a harsh reality check.
You're gonna need some things to work out next week and the week after. And the week after that.
Would it be? I don't know. I guess this is one that you ask after a few weeks from now, and we'll see how the team does. Like, I wonder how many people would be relieved of that. Just, like, want the season to be over. Like, if they had lost yesterday, how many people would enter Thanksgiving week? I mean, there'd be a ton of disappointment. But with the sense of like, wow, you know, no more late night games, no more worrying about scheduling something in January because of a playoff game.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No more like anything of that. Like, I wonder how much relief there might be.
I don't want that relief.
But like, there would be some people.
Oh yeah, no,
My wife. I know people getting married on a weekend in January where there is that like question hanging above their head. Like, I really hope that there isn't a Bills game that day because everyone's going to be distracted on our wedding day. Well, you don't want that.
No. I mean, that's if they get that far into the playoffs.
I still want them to make the playoffs. Just for the record.
100%. But is this the first time the Bills fans will be watching the scoreboard in the final month for the last few years, right?
You know what's weird about that? Because you go through this. I really need a smart person. You watch this. Go look up next week's games and tell me who we want to win. Well, it's really hard.
You're the one playing with the playoff machine. I was hoping you were going
to
tell
us. No, like, it's really hard to pick these games. It's almost like they don't even matter. Like, you have to win every single game. And, you know, I don't know, just hope that some bad team beats one of these other teams that are in the race. Because it's that tight. And I really don't know who to root for on some of these games are between two teams with the same record. Who you're going to be, you know, chasing or are up against right now, and I don't know who you want to win. So I need a smart person with a spreadsheet or something to help me do all that.
Like when the Bills were 7-6 in 21, I still don't remember scoreboard watching. Like it was already it seems still that okay, they're going to get into the playoffs. You know what I mean?
You know why it did?
The division sucked.
Well, there was that. Like you were in the driver's seat of the division, but they were 7-6, and then. Because this was brought up after the game yesterday. This had been brought up in the past couple of weeks. Like, hey, not all is lost. I mean, they were 7-6. They were reeling. There were a lot of questions around this team. This is back in 2021. And so, Joe, I had to look back. All right, so they were 7-6. Then what happened? Well, then they won out and, you know, went on that roll and lost 13 seconds left to the Chiefs, but they looked amazing. They lost to Brady and the Bucks in overtime. Then they won their next four games to close out the year and had a great season, finished the year 11-6, which is, you know, the Bills would need to be that or preferably 12-5. To do that, they beat Carolina, who was 5-12 that year. They beat Atlanta, who was 7-10 that year. They beat the Jets, who were 4-13 that year. And they beat the Patriots, who had a winning record, but they still, you know, are the Patriots of now, not of 10 years ago. So it was a little bit of a different picture than what they're up against now.
And also, I don't think 9 and what was the Steelers record? They snuck in at 7. The Steelers finished that season 9-7-1.
Yeah, almost undoubtedly.
I don't think 9-8 or 10-7 is making the playoffs this year. Again, anything can happen. I just don't think 10 wins is getting you into the playoffs.
Not to be a downer on a Monday morning, but hey, look.
Realistic.
You got the nice forecast for this week.
Here's
and
how
then
I
you
feel.
Have me to balance out.
I was going to say, I'm not blaming you, but you brought me down earlier, and I was like, well, the audience needs to hear this, because sometimes you have to be hit with reality.
All right.
But go Bills.
Anyways, you'd be proud of me, Joe, because yesterday, before the game, I was out. I did a couple of things this weekend. I brought up the Christmas tree. Now, it's not together. I was hoping that my three-year-old would help out a little bit, and, you know, he's very excited for it. That he would, it's such a pain to put the Christmas tree out. You know, spread out all the branches and do all this stuff. It's a whole process. I was hoping, because he was very excited, that he was going to get in on doing all this stuff.
It's part of the fun, yeah.
That lasted about 30 seconds. He was like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I know you didn't.
But he likes the finished product.
He had no interest in doing it. But I did it. So it's a third up.
So you got the ornament.
Actually,
going?
It's not even a third up.
Oh, never mind. I misunderstood.
No. The tree itself. We're not even. Lights, ornaments, that doesn't happen until after Thanksgiving.
Walk into my apartment, it's a winter wonderland.
Yeah, that's
there's one thing missing that I have to put up when I get home today, and that's the garland from the thing that hangs over our kitchen.
Joe, out of the state for like 40% of the week, but still manages to turn his apartment into...
I put the tree up. I came home. Everything else was up. So again, thanks to my wife.
I did put the lights up yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, there's probably not too many nice days like this. Certainly not before Thanksgiving,
right,
that you're going to have time to string up the lights. We don't, we're not a crazy lights house or anything, but we have some Christmas lights. Yeah. Put them up yesterday, nice weather. I won't put them on, though.
Until?
After Thanksgiving. Then you have carte blanche to do whatever. You can have all your Christmas stuff. I cannot flip the lights on while I'm still, today, I have to go out and cut the grass and mulch up leaves and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't have an outside to decorate, but the lights in our apartment are on. You know, we have lights at our welcome table. We have lights on the tree. We have lights above the kitchen. Those will all be on, but we don't have anything outside. I think most people, though, are in that camp because I have seen the street on the side of our apartment building. I've seen lights up, but they're not on at night. Like, I think they're in that same camp of, hey, we're putting them up now so I don't, you know,
not risk freezing.
Yeah, but you don't see them on. I've seen one house near me on yesterday.
I thumbtack, you know, them to hold them in place. And the colder it gets, the worse that is to do. Both with, it's harder to push them in,
oh, yeah,
and your finger is just, like, blistering from, you know, trying to tack those in the cold weather. So yesterday was the day. I didn't put them on yet. What I'm hoping to get from people this week, two things, Joe. Well, is it too early to put on the Christmas light? Like, when do you start the blow-ups and all that stuff? Because if you drive around my neighborhood, you'll see a couple of houses that are in a couple of different states. The plain ones, which is most of my street, is just kind of plain.
Okay.
You'll see a couple. You drive down a little way to the end of my street on one direction, and you'll see a couple of houses. They're all lit up.
Good.
Christmas, ready to go. Blow up Santa and snowman. They're all there.
It's the holiday season.
On the other side, you drive down the other direction toward the other street, you'll see a giant scary witch flying around. Right? Like, it's so, and skeletons, like, littering, you know, all over the south. So we're in, like, this spot here just a couple days before Thanksgiving where I have in the neighborhood, if you drive around, you'll see both ready to go for Christmas and have not started to take down Halloween yet.
Yeah, and again, I know I don't have much to speak on. I'm not a homeowner, so I people probably get mad at me having an opinion on this. But, I mean, you've had 20 days. Halloween should be down. Now, I, and this is always my argument, and people disagree, and that's fine. I'm probably in the minority here, but Thanksgiving is part of the holiday season. I don't think there's anything wrong with the lights being up over the weekend, last week. I mean, we are officially in the holiday season. If you want to show off, believe me, if I had a house, my lights would be on right now. I don't think there's any question of that. So I think the more... You've had 3 weeks to get your Halloween stuff off. Yeah, that's one that I don't...
The unofficial, for me, the unofficial Halloween rule would be the Monday after, the weekend after Halloween.
Is
that Monday morning, if I'm driving past a ghost, your decoration's up too long.
What's your Christmas rule for the end of the season?
For the end of the season...
So that's your Halloween, get the stuff off.
Christmas, you can... I mean, some of the big blow-up stuff, like, just take it down. But it's so weather-dependent. Like, is there a snowstorm? Is there stuff like that?
I mean, still on at night.
You stop turning off the light, yeah, or turning on the lights really any time after the new year. You have until, like, even mid-January is, like, whatever.
We're still in the spirit.
You know, yeah, that's fine, I guess. A lot of people use the January 6th rule, which I guess... You can't say that anymore. It's got, like, a different meaning now.
I was wondering, what's this January 6th rule? No,
the All Kings Feast, not the other thing. What is it for you? 8030930, B-Mans and Beamer on WBEN. I'm trying to play around with this simulator thing. It's just to get my brain all in a scramble.
As long as the Bills continue to win, this is going to be a weekly thing.
Yeah, just me losing my place. It's always a great way to start the show. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Monday. We're talking about the decorations. My lights went up yesterday for Christmas. Not on, though. I will not flip that switch until after Thanksgiving. To me, that's the appropriate time to put them on.
Not even on Thanksgiving?
No, it's Thanksgiving, not Christmas. But, putting the lights on?
Okay. I get that. You're right.
Santa makes his cameo at the end of the parade. But aside from that.
See, so that's why for me, that is the kickoff to we are in the Christmas season. Like, growing up, my parents were very adamant, no Christmas music before Thanksgiving. I obviously do not follow. But Thanksgiving night at the dinner table, instrumental Christmas music in the background.
I'm not laughing at what happened. I'm just at how strict you can be over something so stupid.
I wouldn't say they were strict, but like, you know, they had all
you paint a picture. This is how you paint the picture of like, this is the law of the house.
Yeah.
Anyone who's caught listening to Christmas music
no.
between January 12th and Thanksgiving will be punished.
No. But so they, we had like a, you know, this is back before streaming. So we had a box of cassettes and CDs, Christmas cassettes and CDs, and those would make their appearance in the cars and by the boombox on Thanksgiving.
The Christmas CDs were in the box with the Christmas stuff, not, they weren't with all the other CDs.
No, they were, I wouldn't say, they were just in like a closet by themselves.
They were totally separate from the other music.
Right, and now if we still had CDs and I had my car set up, it would all be together because I listen to Christmas music in August.
One thing I miss in my car, having the CD player. Even though I can literally put whatever song I want in the world.
There's something about putting that CD in the CD player.
Choosing the CDs to have in the car, like knowing, loading them up.
I've got the CD thing on my, what do you call that?
The visor.
The visor.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just feel the need to put a CD in.
I like to have all the full cases. Can only fit like 7 CDs in the little thing where I put them. You got to choose. Like, this is my spring rotation. Here we go. Summer. Like, then you flip it around.
Kids today will never understand.
Elvis's Christmas might even make an appearance when you hit after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, you know, when is it okay to turn on the lights? How long do you keep them on for? Because in my neighborhood, it is kind of funny. If you drive around, you can see Santa on the rooftop with Christmas lights right next to the werewolf ripping somebody to shreds from Halloween.
Now, are the Halloween people still putting their lights on, like their Halloween decorations on? Like fog on the grass, the moving ghost?
I haven't really noticed.
Okay.
I'm going to guess yes.
Wow.
Because I think they're probably on a timer. Like, I just think that's all probably...
It's not someone actually turning, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's not like something you would think of. The blow-up stuff is gone, but it's the big... There's a 12-foot skeleton, there's a huge werewolf, like there's the big witch flying around. Like, it's the big stuff that's a pain to put up.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get big stuff for my house. Because it's such a chore to put up, and like, how long do you put up, you know, it's less than... You're not decorating a month in advance for Halloween, probably.
Right.
You put this in, all that work, and like 2 weeks later, it's time to take it down. Like, I'll leave it up another. And it's like, I don't have time to take it down today. And then you just run into this thing. So then at the end of it, you have what you had on Delaware Street in Tonawanda a couple years ago, where they just threw a couple of lights and a Santa hat on top of the werewolf.
I was just going to say, throw a Santa hat on the skeleton. Let's just make it Christmas.
I don't think that works, though.
During the break, I was thinking for Halloween lights, this is my rule. When spirit closes... is when your Halloween stuff goes down.
But that's like 2 days after Halloween.
Depending on the location and depending on the placement of Halloween.
I like you have the Monday after, the weekend after.
Yes, because you have a lot of Halloween parties the weekend
after. You have time the weekend after. Like, Halloween's on a, I think it was on a Tuesday this week.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting Thursday for your stuff. People got stuff to do.
That's true.
You're working, you're running around, you're doing this and that. You don't have time. It's a weekend project.
Yeah.
Halloween was on a Tuesday this week. By the weekend after, that Monday morning, the pumpkin lights were off, the ghost was off the lawn. I still had the skeleton, the Bills jersey, hanging out on the front porch for a little while, but that just represented me as a dying Bills fan. that was less Halloween decoration, more just mood of the house.
I was at someone's house Sunday last week. I can't remember the day exactly, and they still had their pumpkins out, and it was to the point where the pumpkins were smelling. And I was like, yeah, it might be time to throw those out.
Yeah, well, like I have a pumpkin on the porch that's a Thanksgiving decoration.
Yes, of course.
Jack o' lantern. You can get turn it the other way.
That's what I was just gonna
and
say.
It's a pumpkin. Yep. even if you don't turn it the other way. That's like a fall Thanksgiving thing that can last until Thanksgiving.
As long as the pumpkin's actually lasting.
Yeah. As long as it's not being torn up by squirrels. And
if you got your pumpkin when the grocery store first put them out,
it's probably
not
in
making
good shape.
It to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, be careful when you're lifting that pumpkin up. It's just going to like disintegrate all over your front porch and just blah all over the place.
Like, I wonder when you first see pumpkins at the store, because everything's so early now, like, is that even making it to Halloween?
Here's the other thing I wonder. This is a stupid question, Joe. Yes, because if you have like weather like we have right now and overnight you're in the low 30s, it's basically like refrigerating the pumpkin.
Yeah, but we weren't doing that mid-October.
Yeah, you know, but you know, you're getting like some extra life out of it because it's cold outside.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that's how it works.
My pumpkin's not leaving until this upcoming weekend. So.
Well, as long as it doesn't smell.
It's not going in the trash today. It's fine. It's there. It doesn't smell.
Yeah.
I know. The mailman hasn't said anything.
The neighborhood kids haven't gotten to it.
Which is amazing, by the way. But yeah, that. So decorations, they're out there right now. I bet you a lot of people were like me over the weekend and at least put them up.
Any turkeys? Have you seen any of the blow-up turkeys in your neighborhood?
No. I understand the, you know, the blow-up turkey. There are some people who will put something out for everything.
Yeah.
And have like, you know, blow up leprechaun, like every event.
They work for the inflatable company.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Air.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. Thanksgiving is just not it's not a decorating holiday to me.
No, it's a get together holiday.
Yeah. There are very few decorating holidays. There's actually two in my house. Like there's
Halloween and Christmas.
There's Halloween and there's Christmas. 4th of July, maybe.
I was going to say, do you put it? Yeah.
4th of July, like, depending on how much stuff we have.
Well, most years, Thanksgiving decorates itself. There's leaves on the ground.
Yeah, there you go. That's one way you can look at it.
Yeah.
We had this story, Joe. Not sure if you heard this morning. But for Thanksgiving, this is becoming more and more common. I'm sure you've seen the commercials. I'm sure you've seen it on the app.
That holiday meal can be ordered ahead of time, so all you have to focus on is heating and serving. There are online options like ButcherBox and Blue Apron, which will deliver to your door. Blue Aprons includes the turkey, gravy, sides, and dessert for up to 8 people for $132. To get it on your own, Whole Foods will give you a dinner for up to 8 people for $170. It has to be ordered by Tuesday. And yes, Boston Market is open on Thanksgiving. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Not in Buffalo.
Oh, really?
Well, there's none left. Boston Market. No, that one closed about a decade ago.
Isn't the one on Delaware?
No, that closed.
Oh.
They left the market.
Well, I learned something new every day.
Yeah, so I hope no one thinks they're going on Thanksgiving
to Boston
Market.
Yeah, don't make your plans there. I would have said, yeah. I just assumed. Silly me. But have you ever been to a Thanksgiving dinner that was bought at a restaurant?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
I've eaten Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant.
Okay. That's different.
On my way to, and this is going to shock you. You ready for this? On my way to a Virginia Tech game.
Yeah. No,
They played on Black Friday. So my dad and I, after working here, drove throughout the Thanksgiving and ate Thanksgiving dinner at Cracker Barrel. It was actually pretty good.
Screw family. You know what I want to do for Thanksgiving? A Cracker Barrel in the middle of West Virginia. That's the...
No. This was a game at UVA, kind of like this week, this year. So we drove through Pennsylvania, waited an hour and a half to get a table.
What?
Yeah, at the Altoona Cracker Barrel, an hour and a half to get a table, and then another hour to get our food.
So I think that going out to Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant is actually more popular than a lot of people would think.
I would have disagreed with you until that day.
Now, two things play into it. One is there's not a lot of places open.
Right.
So the places that are open...
going to be packed.
They will see business. And I do think it is... I mean, if you are... You know, if you move to Buffalo, if you're, you know, and you're not traveling on Thanksgiving to go see family somewhere else, or this is, you know, this is your only family,
right,
is your family, whoever lives in your house, or maybe there's just a few of you. Yeah, it might be an attractive option. Thanksgiving, we're going to go out for a nice meal, or doesn't even matter. Just go out for dinner,
right,
and that's your Thanksgiving tradition. I can see that. I can't see ordering the traditional Thanksgiving meal. What was the price that he said there? It was like $160
for Blue Apron, $170 for Whole Foods.
And that's that feeds what, 10 people?
Yes.
So I don't know about your thing. I think we're gonna have over double that.
Wow.
At Thanksgiving this year, where I'm going. So $300 for all these things, Joe. I saw this. So we got it in here. Thanksgiving prices, 6% price jump over 2022. I always have to have a chuckle at this. Maybe this year less so because it's just grocery prices are so expensive. Every time you go to the grocery store, you're spending a ton more money than you were last year or the year before. But when people start talking about the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner, what are we complaining about? The Thanksgiving dinner, if you go out to eat ever, it's going to cost less than any dinner you have out at a restaurant ever. The price of turkey, I saw somebody post on a board the other day. A local place has 58 cents a pound for turkeys, you know, whatever the promotion is. If you buy, it's probably if you spend like $30 or something right. like that. But 58 cents a pound. And they were like, 58 cents? This must be a typo. And they have to, you know, match it. And I go, no. Every single year, you're going to stores and the deal on the turkey is, you get a 20-pound turkey for like $10.
Yes.
Every single year at any grocery store, just about, if you go with their promotion. You're feeding a whole family of people with that canned corn. You know, what else do you need? A sack of potatoes, the cranberry sauce thing, all in all.
Green beans for the green bean casserole?
Sure, whatever. All in all, what are you spending to make Thanksgiving dinner? I'd say it's, now, again, this depends on how far you go. Are you including drinks you might buy to host Thanksgiving dinner? Right. You know, all this other
appetizers,
little stuff.
A lot of people have stuff laying out before
the
dinner.
Do you have appetizers? Are you like a big pie fan? All this kind of stuff. But just the basics on the table for dinner, it's, I'd say for most size fan, it's under $40.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you go out to dinner, try getting a fast food burrito. Right? Like, try going to Chipotle or, you know, any of these places
try feeding
with a family and get out for under $40.
A family, try feeding two people going out for $40. And another thing, now, Brian, maybe not where you're going because you said it's going to be, you know, around 20 people. But I think our Thanksgiving dinner, I don't know, we're going to have 10 people maybe. We'll be sent home with leftovers, right? So there's always mostly leftovers from Thanksgiving dinner. But I have never had Thanksgiving dinner ordered. We went out that one year, but growing up, it was always, you know, my mom made a huge dinner, and now we've got, I go to my in-laws for dinner, and we go to my parents for dessert, and you know, all that stuff, homemade. We used to also have homemade Christmas dinner, which, you know, we'll get to this later, but now we order out for Christmas. So that is the one meal we order out, but Thanksgiving, it's always been home-cooked. Yeah.
Order out for, what do you order out?
Chinese food. My parents started this tradition, so every year it was turkey, you know, Christmas dinner was very similar to Thanksgiving dinner at the Beamer house. You know, and I forgot exactly how this started. Actually, no, I don't. One year it was just, you know, when it was still single Joe Beamer, it was just my parents and me. And instead of like cooking a big meal, we just went out for Chinese food and there started the tradition. And now we do my in-laws in the morning. We go to my parents at night and my parents get Chinese food delivered. But Thanksgiving...
Interesting tradition.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably a lot easier.
Also, a little more expensive than Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. But that's, you know, on our text board, a couple of comments on here. Someone saying it's all the non-turkey stuff that's pricey. Again, a bunch of potatoes. I'm trying to think of how much I spent on what's like the big bag of baking potatoes cost at the. It's under $5.
I was going to say $3.99.
I'm trying. Usually, I just buy a couple of potatoes, which are. It's not $1.99 a pound. Is it $99 a pound?
You should buy the bulk. That's the better deal.
Yeah, but oh no, because then you'll have potato. If you don't make them all, if you're just like usually shopping, not like Thanksgiving shopping, you don't make them all. If you've ever had potatoes spoil in your house,
oh, I have not.
Oh, it is the worst. So we won't do it anymore because we've had that before.
Thanks for the heads up.
I'm looking right now on the thing. Stuffing mix, $1.25 a box. Cranberry sauce. $2. What else do you have here?
Can I just be honest? I hate cranberry sauce. I don't get
It's not my thing.
I don't get the big thing about and I don't care if it's canned or like, you know, the non-canned stuff. I never understood cranberry sauce.
I let everyone do you have like a strategy if it's not your house? If it's your house, you just do whatever you want. You like made the turkey. If it's not your house, I will always, you know, if there's the line for the meal, I'll have like an empty plate through a lot of the line. Like green bean casserole, no thanks. Same, hey, fill up. Yeah, no, save the rest for you. Cranberry sauce, no. You take it. Take some more. Turkey, mashed potatoes, and I'm getting a lot of it. I'm filling up on the turkey, and I'm plopping the mashed potatoes. None of the other sides are crowding my plate by the time I get there. I look like the nice guy throughout all the line, like, oh, wow, you know, he's not taking a lot of food. And then I take like half the turkey.
I like that strategy. I am the complete opposite. Everything is getting a place on the plate. It's all touching, which I don't like, but on Thanksgiving it gets a pass. And I also will put the turkey down first and put the mashed potatoes on the turkey because I like mixing the two. So that's the, and then gravy on top of both.
Gravy on top of both? Yeah. I can mix it too. That's fine.
There's certain dishes that can't touch each other, so I am very strategic in the way I make my plate, but, you know, run the turkey trot, go and eat a lot of food.
Sack of potatoes, 5 pounds, $2.50.
Oh, way off. If this was the showcase, I would have gone over.
Yeah, so would I. But, like, I don't know that, to me, it's two things I always laugh at. People talk about, like, how much you eat. Like, all right, you can eat a lot, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think for a lot of people, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner is one of the most cost-effective and healthiest dinners all year. You're eating a white meat with a bunch of vegetables that you bought at a store and cooked. What do people, you know, a lot of people eat all the time? Some junk that you buy at a restaurant that's overpriced.
And let's be clear, Brian, you're talking about people who cook their turkey in the oven. If you fry it, it might take away some of leanest probably. Meal.
You ever fry a turkey? I've had fried turkey. I've never tried it.
My parents for like 3 years were all about frying the turkey, and it was good. Delicious. Mm-hmm. But then you have the turkey fryer sitting out on the back porch, sitting with oil for like 2 or 3 weeks because no one wants to go through the emptying process.
Oh, leave it.
Well, you
put it in the garage, cover it up, you leave it, and then you just keep reusing it.
So for like 2 weeks, anything in the freezer, we're putting in that fryer, and then eventually like it starts smelling, and then my dad's like,
flavor.
Yeah, you got to get the stuff out. So I think after that, because no one wanted to be the person to actually empty it, they went back to the oven turkey.
The thing about making the turkey, some people are maybe a little, I think it's super easy. It always looks impressive.
Yeah.
You butter it up or mayo it up, like spread the mayo all over, salt and pepper. Yeah. And to make a nice crisp on the skin. And then you just put it in the oven for as long as it says. You baste it like once or twice. And then it's good.
Is that something people do? The mayo?
I thought it's what most people do.
It's the first time hearing of it.
Yeah, but it's so easy to make compared to like anything else. You know, a complicated recipe. It's literally just a turkey. Now, if you stuff it yourself and do all, you know, make it really fancy, that's another story. But the turkey itself, I don't know, easy, takes a little bit of time. Okay, you got to know to thaw it ahead of time and do all that stuff. But I don't know.
Well, as someone who's never hosted Thanksgiving, we do every now and then. Cook a turkey because now you've got a week full of meat in the refrigerator.
It's 58 cents a pound and you got all that turkey. It's a great, if you're hosting Thanksgiving for the first time this year, it's a great move for anyone listening. Just, I'll be in charge of the turkey. Don't worry about it. I'll do the turkey. Easiest job. While everyone's running around the kitchen, mashing up potatoes, doing this work, doing yada, 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 you're just getting up early. Spreading the mayo, a little cracked pepper, all that kind of stuff. You put the turkey in the oven, then you know what you do? Nothing. You do nothing for like 8 hours. How's the turkey? Oh, you know, got to work on that. You're watching football. You're drinking beer or whatever. You're just nothing. You don't have to do anything. Then it comes out, and hey, guess what? If you don't want to carve the turkey, you know what people love doing? Carving the turkey. Yeah. You can always put that on someone else if you don't want to do it.
You made the turkey, let me carve it.
That's right. Like taking responsibility. Do it now. Take responsibility for the turkey, and I think you'll thank me later. It seems everyone's always intimidated by the turkey. Say, I got it. It's mine. You'll enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow we'll have to talk about favorite leftover meals after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for me, there's only one.
Well, we'll
turkey and mashed potatoes. That's it.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Same place, same time. Coming up next, David Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN.